Bill proposed to prohibit state officials earning frequent flyer miles. A new bill proposed in New York State would prohibit government officials from collecting frequent flyer benefits earned through travel paid by taxpayers. The bill is aimed at state officials who, in the past, have been able to pocket free airfare and luxury hotel stays after taking nationwide and international trips while on state business. The measure is currently sponsored by Republicans in the Assembly's minority, so in order to pass, it would likely require a Democrat from the majority. The bill was put together following reports that Assembly Speaker Sheldon Silver may have earned more than 200,000 frequent flyer miles as a result of routine flights from his home downstate to Albany through Washington, D.C. and Philadelphia. According to members of Silver's staff, the travel through the large airports is more efficient than infrequent direct flights to Albany and allows for more time-sensitive work to be completed. Woman airlifted from Elmira crash. A woman was airlifted to the hospital following a car crash in Elmira. According to police, the accident took place on Jerusalem Hill Road just after 7 o'clock Tuesday evening. They say the car flipped over and pinned a woman underneath it. Chemung County Sheriff's deputies say the victim was conscious and able to communicate with the medical personnel on the scene. The woman's condition is unknown at this time, and no other injuries were reported as a result of the crash. The cause of the accident remains under investigation. Pennsylvania man pleads guilty in shooting death of spouse. A Pennsylvania man pleaded guilty in the shooting death of his wife, and the couple's son also pleaded guilty as part of the cover-up. 52-year-old Donald Glover Sr. pleaded guilty on Wednesday in Susquehanna County Court to third-degree murder to the death of his estranged wife in August of 2012. According to prosecutors, Donald shot 46-year-old Sharon Glover in the back of the head during an argument. The couple's 28-year-old son, Donald Jr., pleaded guilty to a misdemeanor count of tampering with evidence after he put a gun in his mother's hand after she was killed to make it look like self-defense. Police say the son told the truth within hours of giving the false story to investigators. Both men will be sentenced later this month. Johnson City man pleads not guilty in death of neighbor. The Johnson City man accused of murder pleaded not guilty Wednesday morning in Broome County Court. 43-year-old Christopher Davis is facing felony counts of first and second degree murder, along with first degree robbery, stemming from the July death of his downstairs neighbor, 50-year-old Patricia LeCapri. Police were dispatched to the victim's home on Brown Street in Johnson City after receiving a call about someone injured in the apartment. After finding LeCapri's body, police launched an investigation, eventually arresting Davis after investigating a tip about a vehicle that was linked to Davis. If convicted of first-degree murder, Davis could face a maximum sentence of life in state prison. The second-degree murder charge carries a maximum sentence of 25 years to life upon conviction. Fire damages two Binghamton homes. Multiple fire crews responded to a fire that damaged two homes in the city of Binghamton early this morning. The fire started around 5 a.m. at 10 Johnston Avenue in Binghamton. The heat from the fire was so intense that it melted the siding of the home at 16 Lorraine Avenue, a neighboring house, which is the home to an elderly woman who was able to be evacuated safely. The building at Johnston Avenue includes three apartments, with the two first floor apartments vacant. The tenant at the second floor apartment was not home when the fire broke out. 26 firefighting personnel were on scene and the fire was contained within 30 minutes. Power had to be cut to several homes in the vicinity. The cause of the fire remains under investigation.